Zani's first home game in charge has him calling for heart, soul and belief as the Rossoblu look for a first win of the season. Round five from the Unipol Domus, Cagliari v Empoli. On the turn, stood on the ball there, Haas, but it turned into a good trick. Di Francesco, another moment, and this time off the deflection, it's in the net. And Empoli with a priceless lead here. Henderson, back of the box, edge of the area, and this time Cragno can't get close. What a second goal for Empoli, just off the bench, and Stulac, that's his first goal in Serie A. The Azzurri win the battle of wills and claim a first Serie A victory in Sardinia. The final score here, Cagliari 0, Empoli 2.
Dopo la prima vittoria di questo campionato, la Sampdoria affronta un altro test impegnativo, il Napoli di Spalletti, l'unica squadra a punteggio pieno che stasera proverà a riprendersi la vetta solitaria davanti alle milanesi. Posticipo della quinta giornata di Serie A Team, Sampdoria-Napoli. Poi anticipa due volte Osimhen, ma sbaglia Adrien Silva, la consegna proprio al nigeriano che allarga dall'altro lato dove c'è Insigne, il controllo punta all'aria, Insigne dentro per Osimhen, ancora Odero, la palla probabilmente entrata, il Napoli è in vantaggio al decimo minuto con Victor Osimhen, aveva sfiorato il gol al minuto 7 questa volta. Lozano che punta a destra, vuole mettere il cross atteso, Insigne, arpiona in aria, va all'indietro, Fabian Ruiz, gol piazzato! Fabian Ruiz ha raddoppiato il Napoli, 2-0. Porta il pallone in zona Insigne, parte, passa in mezzo a due, Insigne, zona centrale, dentro da Osimhen, la sponda, Zielinski, apre a destra Lozano, il controllo del messicano che torna dentro per Osimhen! 3-0 Napoli al quinto minuto del secondo tempo, doppietta per Victor Osimhen. Palla in verticale per Osimhen, palla respinta, poi ancora Anghissà che può allargare in aria, Lozano torna dietro da Zielinski, poker del Napoli, anche Piotr Zielinski, la festa del Napoli che passa sul 4-0, partita veramente a senso unico. Titoli di coda, con il secondo poker di fila il Napoli si tiene stretto il primo posto solitario davanti alle milanesi, 4-0 anche alla Samp.
Tu pensi solamente a me, a più belle tutte belle.
Bentornati tifosi napoletani to another edition of Far From Vesuvius. I'm your host, Rafa Rispo, and yes, you heard it. Napoli defeat Sampdoria 4-0. It's the second straight 4-0 result on the road, this time at the Marassi. And Napoli come back to the Maradona undefeated. 5 wins from 5, 15 points, first place. They have Cagliari this week, who are looking for results. They are only on 2 points. Fired their manager Semplici after only 3 rounds. Hired in Walter Mazzari, our ex-manager. And in their first match in Rome against Lazio, actually got a result, 2-2, which was pretty impressive. I believe they were up on Lazio as well. Mazzari is determined to get them out of the drop zone, which is where they lie in 19th right now. This week for Frenemies, I had somebody in mind. They are away on vacation, so obviously not able to join us. But I went for the next best thing, guys. I went in-house. Dr. Henry Bell, he comes in with his Sardinian in-laws. His partner, Alessandra Sau, and her mother, Maza Suku, is from Cagliari, and they agreed to sit with Henry and chat up Cagliari and chat Napoli. It was a very, very cool thing. He messaged me and said, "Hey, we're having pranzo. I can call the Suocera and we can chat about this intense rivalry." I guess there's an intense rivalry. Something I have to admit, don't really know too much about. So Henry gets a little bit of info in and talks to the family about Napoli Cagliari and about what they expect from the match and a little bit of the history there. So I can tell you my personal thoughts about Cagliari. The things that come to my mind the most when I think of Cagliari, I think of Zola, obviously, also though I think of back when Napoli first came back to Serie A under De Laurentiis. And the first match back was at San Paolo, and it was a 2-0 loss, which was really, really tough to swallow. But I also think of this great game. I think it might have been the season after where Pampa Sosa scored in like the final minutes of the game to win 1-0. Very early days. But also there was that big 3-3. Where Lavezzi got sent off and Allegri was the manager for Cagliari. And there was this big fight. Allegri and Mazzarri didn't really get along too well. Allegri doesn't get along too well with anybody. But yeah, so there was that. And then obviously the big one, the most recent memory in my mind is the loss at the San Paolo. That was sort of the kickstart of the mutiny under Ancelotti. But, you know, lots of really nice wins against them too. I really hope you enjoy this chat that Henry had with his family. Let's get to it, and I'll be back when it's done. Enjoy.
Ragazzi, and welcome to a slightly different edition of Frenemies. This is Dr. Henry Bell coming to you from Scotland. Now, as I think quite a lot of you that have regularly listened to me or read things that I've done, you'll be aware that I live in a half Sardinian household. My partner's Sardinia, and I spend a fair bit of the year there. And unusually for a Napoli fan, Cagliari are what I say the closest thing I have to a second team. But as we all know, there's my door shutting very loudly. Apologies. The fan base from Cagliari really doesn't like the fan base from Napoli, and there's some historic reasons for that. And I thought maybe in this kind of solo frenemy, I'm going to see if I can get some of my in-laws to give their opinions. They're all very nice people. And I'll talk a little bit about my experience of being a Napoli fan in Sardinia. I know that a very active member of the cultural community on Twitter, the Napoli cultural community, David Ardisson, I think his name is also a dude with some Sardinian roots. So here we go. I mean, in terms of the actual game tomorrow, it's going to be an interesting one. I think Napoli are in a relegation, not Napoli, Cagliari in a relegation fight. Walter Mazzarri, who I have a huge soft spot for because of his great work that he's done with us, is back, and I think he's going to do really well there. We're absolutely on fire, but lots of other people have talked about how great we're doing. We have the best defender in the league, Koulibaly, the best striker in the league, Osimhen, the best sort of attacking midfield in Insigne. We have the most informed midfielder in Fabien, and European Championship winning fullback in Di Lorenzo. Usually when you have those sets of players, something special happens. fingers crossed, eh, ragazzi. Anyway, back to Cagliari. So I've been in the middle of Sardinia, in the mountains, in the Nuoro region, sat in bars, drinking beers, talking to people. And obviously the first thing I mentioned in my absolutely terribile Italiano is calcio. And there's a particular bar in a region, well, in the village where my partner's family are from, which is called Tialia. It's a classic Sardinian bar. They serve Icnusa beer, which is a great beer, if you haven't tried it, everybody. I've never paid for a drink in Sardinia, which is another thing. So before we get all, we hate Sardinians, we hate Cagliari. Myself, I've been to Sardinia maybe 5-6 times in the past couple of years. I've never paid for a drink. So, you know, they're good people. But when I sit in Tialia at the bar drinking Icnusa beer and we start to talk about calcio, it's all going very well. Everyone's very impressed with my knowledge of this weird, plummy English guy wandering in a tweed jacket into their bar. The guys drinking there are all people that, like, there's, like, firemen, people who, like, forest rangers who work in the Gennargentua region. Like, proper people with proper jobs. And they see me as a very strange person. But we talk about calcio, it's all good. Talk about Gigi Riva, you know, absolute legend of Italian football and central to Cagliari's Scudetto back in 1970. And then they'll always ask me, well, which is your team? Who is your team? And I say Napoli. And then the conversation tends to get a little bit cold. So, you know, my experiences of Sardinia is that there's a lot of Inter fans. Sorry, pardon me. A lot of Milan fans. But particularly Inter, which apparently has some kind of historic thing about the Morata family and sort of developments in Sardinia in the 1960s. But anyway, it's interesting, all of the whole thing around the Barella transfer. And then remember, there was some rumours that he might come to us and he was like, I can't sign for Napoli because of the rivalry, which Napoli fans found absolutely hilarious. But actually, people in Sardinia, it is the big sort of day out. And there's been some nasty stuff in the stadiums as well. But Barella himself is a big Inter fan, and I think that's quite representative of people in Sardinia, that there are a lot of Inter fans there. Anyway, so whenever I'm in the bar and we're talking about football, the moment I mention Napoli, then people start to get a bit weird. Not in a nasty way, but just in a kind of like, oh no, we don't really talk about that team around here. You know, like an American Werewolf in London, when the guy walks into the bar and it all goes a bit quiet. That's kind of my experience of how that works. I've never met a Napoli fan in Sardinia. Although I've never met David yet, but hope one day we can in actual real life. So yeah. There's that. I mean, away from the historic facts of exactly why the fans don't like each other, my lived experience of being on the island quite a lot is that it's not a great team to support. Though I do wear my Napoli shirt wandering around the small village in the middle of the mountains, which is the same village which has heralded Marco Sau, who is the Sardinian who has scored the most goals in the history of Cagliari Calcio, and their latest youth product, Andrea Carboni, who's a centre-back, very young. This tiny little village where my partner's from has heralded these two players. And I think Carboni is a real prospect. And he's also a jiu-jitsu champion. So he either could have done jiu-jitsu or calcio. So when you're watching Cagliari later tonight, or whenever this pod comes out, keep an eye out for the centre-back, Andrea Carboni. He comes from a tiny village in the middle of the mountainous Sardinia. And I've actually written a piece for the Gentleman Ultra about Marco Sau and Andrea and the small town where my partner's from. I wrote it in partnership with her, so maybe we can tweak that out with this episode. Anyway, so there is this sense that the team has always Sardinian roots, and interestingly, they tour around the island. So, you know, as Patrick Kendrick mentioned on the last show, there isn't great rivalry within the island because of teams like Sassari, Porto Torres, these sorts of teams, even Nuoro, aren't very high up the ladder. And actually, there's a really significant guy in Sardinian youth football who played for Inter, the great Inter Scudetto winning team of 1989, Mattioli. He was a central midfielder. He's absolutely central to Sardinian youth football. So when you're watching, you see Carboni at the centre of the three-man defence at the back. He's a real product of that. Still a bit rough around the edges, and he's also like, you don't want to get the wrong side of him because he's a jiu-jitsu champion. But by all accounts, a really nice guy. And so that's my sort of insider knowledge on that side of things. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to pause this, and I'm going to see. Oh, there's a classic. Why is it whenever you press record, a siren goes past? But I'm going to pause this now, and I'm going to see if I can get the thoughts of some Sardinians to share with you on the rivalry. My household isn't particularly calcio mad, although over the summer with the European Championship and living in Scotland, it became a big, big calcio. So my in-laws got really into the football. My mother-in-law in particular is a big Cagliari fan. But she doesn't speak English. But I'm going to see if I can get some thoughts from her. So I'm just going to press pause, and we'll see. So after lengthy negotiations and a fine franzo, we have my mother-in-law Marza here on the phone. You'll also hear Alessandra, my partner. Hello, Alessandra.
Hello.
And in the background, post lunch, is my sister-in-law Anna. Ciao, Anna.
Hi.
Buongiorno, Marza. Come sta?
Buongiorno Henry, sto benissimo, grazie. E lei come sta?
Molto bene, perché sto parlando con lei.
Grazie, molto gentile.
Sì. Allora, so, Alessandra, can you ask your mum what her thoughts are about Napoli this season and perhaps a prediction for the score for the Cagliari match.
Andy ti vuole chiedere quali sono i tuoi pensieri sulla squadra Napoli questa stagione. Se hai in mente un potenziale risultato per la partita di domani.
È la miglior squadra attualmente che c'è in Serie A.
Aspetta. Devo tradurre. So she says that is the best team for this season.
Ah, brava, Maza, brava.
And is the healthiest team
okay.
so far.
Right. Okay. So we've stayed fit. We got a full squad.
Well, it's also it's going well. So that's like something that we say in Italy when someone is doing very well. It's very healthy.
Okay. Cool. Right. Fantastic.
Okay. Poi.
Cosa dove siamo arrivati? Che quella è quella che sta facendo il.
Aspetta, non ti sentiamo più.
Oh, we've got a technical difficulty here.
Parla? Ma?
Ale.
Parla adesso, parla, ti sentiamo.
Ho detto che è quella che sta facendo il calcio migliore in questo momento, più di quello non si può dire, Ale.
It's like they're playing the best football so far and we can't say anything more about it.
Okay. Grazie, Maza. And a prediction for the score tomorrow?
Come pensi che finirà la partita domani? Qual sarà il punteggio?
Per noi a pianto, la mia amare.
You will wind up crying, she's saying.
Oh, what? Cagliari, yeah. Really? So what are we...
Poi c'è questo Osimhen che sta sempre segnando, più non posso.
Osimhen is always scoring.
Sì. Yeah, okay, so, because just if you can remind Maza of all the times we've put money on her prediction.
Mamma disse tipo, se ti ricordi tutte le volte che abbiamo messo soldi e scommesso sulle tue produzioni.
In the final stage of the Champions League.
Mi auguro che sia così al contrario, aiuto, almeno fosse, saremmo felici per un'ora, noi di Tonara, perché siamo toccati personalmente, ma la vedo dura da me.
She says that it would be nice this time that she was wrong, but on the opposite side. So if we won instead, so we from Tonara will be very happy if that happens, since we are Sardinians. So we wanted to hope that our team is the best game.
Of course. And so sometimes Maza has a feeling about what the exact score is going to be.
Esatto, mamma, ogni tanto tu vieni fuori con questa sensazione di quanto si vincerà, perderà, qual è più o meno il punteggio che pensi questa volta.
Non ho detto che sarà una...
ma quanto? Dacci i numeri.
Numeri no, però non saranno molti gol, però ne segnano almeno tre secondo
she
me.
Thinks at least three for Naples.
For Naples.
Cagliari?
Oi.
3-0.
Chissà, a volte che a meno che il Tirinalta, il portiere partenopeo non si distragga.
Ci sono unless the partenopean goalkeeper is a bit distracted, but she doesn't think that Cagliari is going to score anything at all.
Because you've heard...
At least, she's saying the least score that Napoli is going to...
At least three.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've heard it here, everybody. Our football correspondent on the ground in Southend is predicting at least 3-0 to Napoli. But before we go, can you just ask Maza to think, does she have a particular favourite Neapolitan or somebody associated with Naples that she can think of?
In the culture.
Or football or whoever.
Henry ti chiede se pensi c'è qualcuno in mente che appartiene alla cultura napoletana, che è il tuo, diciamo, artista o personalità preferita in assoluto.
No, io non è che li conosco così bene.
Ma come, mamma, no? Chi ha detto prima?
How deep is this rivalry between
chi ha detto prima che ti piaceva anche
cosa? Cos'è, l'ho detto.
No, non del calcio, della cultura, del cinema.
Beh, chi sarà, scusa?
E chi?
Ci mancherebbe.
E Massimo?
She's thinking.
E Massimo?
Beh, Massimo, a chi ti stai riferendo?
Ma
non lo puoi paragonare, Ale. Poi quello è stato una meteora, è durato poco. Non lo sapremo mai cosa avrebbe potuto fare in seguito, ma Totò è stato quel che è stato, inutile.
Totò is there. Is the best.
Toto.
Su questo non si discute.
Like there is no competition.
Sì, sono d'accordo. sono d'accordo. Grazie mille, Maza, per how do I say your wisdom?
La tua saggezza.
La sua.
Grazie. Di questo passo la finirò opinionista. Vedrai.
Tanto
la carriera comincia così.
She's starting a career as a pun.
Sì, absolutely. She could be if she'd like to come back on the show and give us more of her predictions. She's always welcome.
Ha detto che sei sempre la benvenuta se vuoi dare un'opinione, una predizione su come
andare. Però digli di avvisarmi in tempo così mi preparo.
She said next time you have to tell her on time so she can prepare.
Okay, of course. Now that's all Rafa's fault. Rafa, do you hear that? You put my mother-in-law on the spot.
Rafa.
Next time, Rafa, come on then. Anyway, grazie. Ciao, ciao, Maza, ciao.
Ciao, dimentichiamoci che a 15 punti è lì.
So there we go, everybody. That's a slightly unique version of Frenemies. And you got a little insight into my very exciting and very enjoyable life, which I'm very lucky to share with a whole bunch of Sardinians. So, you know, may the best team win. And I think Maza has got the right feeling about this match. Not that we give predictions 100% on this show. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. Hope you found that interesting. And, you know, I think that really was in the spirit of Frenemies, that there is there's common ground between this rivalry. Anyway, Forza Napoli sempre. Speak to you soon. Ciao.
Tifosi, How much fun was that? And honestly, I'm absolutely amazed by Massa and Alessandra. And thank you so much, Henry, for bringing them on our airwaves. Please let Massa know that next time I will indeed give her plenty of notice to come on and talk more about Cagliari. I'm determined. I think we need to have an entire show on it. That and, you know, Alessandra, again, for translating. I just very grateful for you to come through for us for this edition of Frenemies. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Full disclosure, it is 8 a.m. on match day. We just watched Juventus eke out a 3-2 victory over Cagliari. Full disclosure, it is 9 a.m. on match day. We just watched Juventus eke out a 3-2 victory over Sampdoria. Yesterday, Inter dropping points to Atalanta. Very big for us. And Milan did squeak out a win against Spezia as well. 2-1, right at the death. But this is a good opportunity for us against Cagliari to increase our lead over teams like Inter and maintain our top position against Milan in the standings. Yeah, and the Rome Derby is later today too. Just an amazing football weekend. We will be back after the match for Raf and Raf Rant post-match live. Check that out on YouTube. Check out the audio right here on Far From Vesuvius Network. Also tomorrow, the Raf and Raf Rant proper show. Tomorrow night, each and every Monday. Don't forget Twitch on Thursday with Ken. He will be live doing the... It was really cool, actually. Nice idea to go and do a watch-along. Had a pretty decent turnout, so please come see us again for that Twitch Thursday for the Europa League match. And we have some more content coming your way. If you know, I figure Henry wanted to get the family involved. Maybe I'll get the family involved too. Had a lot of really cool ideas about that prior to this. So please check out all of our stuff. Go like, comment, subscribe, do all the things the kids do to get this social media popping. Napoli take on Cagliari today. Hope you enjoy the game. Forza Napoli sempre.